రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 47-48. తద్ధ్యానోద్రికతయా భక్త్యా
విశుద్ధీషణా పరే
తస్మిన్నారాయణపదే ఏకాంతమతయోగతిం
అవాపుర దుర్వాపాంతే
అసద్భిర్విషయాత్మభిః విదూతకల్మషస్థానం
విరజేనాత్మనైవహి.
వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్.
తత్ దట్
ధ్యాన
పాజిటివ్ మెడిటేషన్
ఉత్కృతయా
బీయింగ్ ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్
భక్త్యా
బై డివోషనల్ యాటిట్యూడ్ విశుద్ధ
ప్యూరిఫైడ్ దిశనాహ
బై ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ పరే
అండ్ టు ద ట్రాన్సెండెన్స్
తస్మిన్
ఇన్ దట్
నారాయణ
ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ
పదే
అంటు ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఏకాంతమతయః
ఆఫ్ దోస్ హూ ఆర్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఇన్ ద సుప్రీమ్
హూ ఇస్ వన్
గతిం
డెస్టినేషన్
అవాపుః
అటెండ్ దురావాపాం
వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు అబ్టైన్
తే
బై దెమ్
అసద్భిహి బై ద మెటీరియలిస్ట్
విషయ ఆత్మభిహి
అబ్సార్బ్డ్ ఇన్ మెటీరియల్ నీడ్స్
విదూత
వాష్డ్ ఆఫ్
కల్మషాః
మెటీరియల్ కంటామినేషన్స్
స్థానం
అబోడ్
విరజేన
వితౌట్ మెటీరియల్ ప్యాషన్
ఆత్మనా ఏవ
బై ద సెల్ఫ్ సేమ్ బాడీ
హీ సర్టన్లీ
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Thus, by pure consciousness, due to constant devotional remembrance, they attain the spiritual sky, which is ruled over by the Supreme Narayana, Lord Krishna. This is attained only by those who meditate upon the one Supreme Lord without deviation. This abode of the Lord, Sri Krishna, known as Goloka Vrindavan, cannot be attained by persons who are absorbed in the material conception of life. But the Pandavas, being completely washed of all material contamination, attained that abode in their very same bodies. Please repeat with me. Thus,
by pure consciousness,
due to constant devotional remembrance,
they attend the spiritual sky,
which is ruled over
by the Supreme Narayana,
Lord Krishna. This is attained
only by those
who meditate upon
the one Supreme Lord
without deviation. This abode of the Lord Sri Krishna,
known as Goloka Vrindavan,
cannot be attained by persons
who are absorbed
in the material conception of life.
But the Pandavas,
being completely washed off
all material contamination,
attained that abode
in their very same bodies.
Purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, a person freed from the three modes of material qualities, namely goodness, passion and ignorance, and situated in transcendence, can reach the highest perfection of life without change of body. Srila Sanatan Goswami in his Hari Bhakti Vilas says that a person, whatever he may be, can attain the perfection of a twice-born Brahmana by undergoing the spiritual disciplinary reactions under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. Exactly as a chemist can turn gun metal into gold by chemical manipulation. It is therefore the actual guidance that matters in the process of becoming a Brahmana, even without change of body, or in going back to Godhead without change of body. Srila Jiva Goswami remarks that the word he used in this connection positively affirms this truth, and there is no doubt about this factual position. The Bhagavad Gita 14.26 also confirms this statement of Srila Jiva Goswami when the Lord says that anyone who executes devotional service systematically without deviation can attain the perfection of Brahman by surpassing the contaminations of the three modes of material nature. And when the Brahman perfection is still more advanced by the self-same execution of devotional service, there is no doubt at all that one can attain the supreme spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan, without change of body, as we have already discussed in connection with the Lord's returning to his abode without a change of body. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunvilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Tadhyano Drikataya Bhaktya Vishuddha Dhishanaha Pare Tasmin Narayana Pade Ekantamata Yogatim Avapur Durvapamte Asadbir Vishayatma Bihi Viduta Kalma Shastanam Virajanatma Naivahi. Thus, by pure consciousness, due to constant devotional remembrance, they attained the spiritual sky, which is ruled over by the Supreme Narayana, Lord Krishna. This is attained only by those who meditate upon the one Supreme Lord without deviation. This abode of the Lord, Sri Krishna, known as Goloka Vrindavan, cannot be attained by persons who are absorbed in the material conception of life. But the Pandavas, being completely washed of all material contamination, attained that abode in their very same bodies. So we are almost at the end of this chapter. Pandavas retire timely. We saw earlier how Yudhishthir Maharaj decided to leave his body. You know, he took all those austerities. And then the other brothers, yesterday we saw that they just decided to follow Yudhishthir Maharaj, because as it is, there is no point living just, you know, for the sake of living. Of course, that doesn't mean that you commit suicide. They are not coming suicide. They are just preparing themselves to go back to Krishna. And here the most important thing is that they were qualified to go in the same body, which is rarely, rarely available. Even the so-called transcendentalists, you know, doing some big tapasya in Himalayas and so on, even they cannot enter, although they would have finished their material, removed their material contamination. Okay, but still, what is missing there is one word, and that is here, you know, the very first sentence, first line of the shloka, bhaktya. Without devotional service, without bhakti, seva, you cannot enter Goloka. You can go to different planets, maybe even to some Vaikuntha planets, but to go to Krishna's Goloka Vrindavana, which is the highest planet in the spiritual world, you require devotional service. Because if you are not used to serving Krishna here or wherever you are, then how can you go and start serving Him there? And there is no occupation for anybody other than serving Krishna. So it's very difficult for the Mayavadis and Nirvisheshwadis to attend that level, you know. They generally get a Sayujya Mukti. Sometimes they get, you know, they can go up to maybe Sarashti, you know, get all the opulence of Krishna. Sarupya, get the form of Krishna. Salokya, go to his planet. But they cannot enter Goloka Vrindavan. That is specially reserved for pure devotees of the Lord. Those who have been practicing devotional service, practicing, you know, not only lip service, no, they are practicing, they are chanting, worshipping, you know, all the nine processes, as we see in the case of Amrish Maharaj, you know. So this same, going in the same body, sometimes people try that, you know, that, oh, I want to go back to, I want to get moksha, I want to go to swarga in the same body. Very few. You can see Arjuna was going, visiting the other planets. So no need of any, you know, spacecraft and so on, you know, they just go. They were allowed. They are qualified. So there is one nice story about how a person wanted to, in other words, you know, we as a jiva, we can leave, we have to leave as per the plan, you know. Our plan is already drawn out, and we just follow that and we go back as per that plan. We have no choice. So there is a nice story that one person, he did some ghor tapasya, and he decided that he wants to not die. And I want to go in the same body. Of course, you might have heard the story of Trishunka, the Trishanku also. But this is a little different to tell us that how everything is decided. So this person decided that I don't want to go. So when Yamadutas came to take him back, he refused. He said, no, you cannot do that to me. You know, I have been doing so much tapasya, and I was told that if I do the tapasya, then Yamduts will not come to me. But now you come, I don't like this. This is cheating. I don't want to. I want to go in the same body, you know. I just want to be Chiranjeevi like the some Chiranjeevis we know. So the Yamaduta said, oh, we have no control. We have been, see, we got the warrant, arrest warrant, and so we are executing our order. He said, no, take me to your boss. I don't care. So somehow they decided that, okay, let us take him back to Yamaraj. He went to Yamaraj and then started telling. Yamaraj said, my job, my seva, my service to the Lord is to take you back. I have no service of putting you here, and I have no power to put you like this. He said, no, but you know, and then Yamaraj said, Lord Brahma is the one who creates. So maybe he can do something, I don't know. I never heard about that, but maybe. So you go to Lord Brahma. And this man said, oh, you in that case you also come with me, because you know, Brahmaji will not listen to me, so you recommend my case, you should come with me. Yamaraj thought, okay, there's some fun here, let me go find out what's going on, because it's something new. So they both go to Brahmaji, and Brahmaji says, I'm just a secondary creator, you know, I'm not even the creator, I'm just work on the orders of the Lord. So I can create, but then you know, once I create, my job is done, I cannot do anything more than that. Why don't you go to Lord Shiva? He said, you know, he is the controller of annihilation. So maybe he will have some mercy on you. So again he says, okay, in that case you have to also come, because you know, you can recommend, both of you are there, my case becomes strong. So they now, all the three of them go to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva again replies that, you know, I'm just the controller of the annihilation. But to decide that somebody can live forever is not in my hands, you know. So like that, then they all four go to Lord Krishna, Narayana. And there again they say, now you are the ultimate, you can do it. So Lord Narayan says, you know, I can do so many things, but you know what? I don't interfere in these systems. It's like, you know, president of a country, he doesn't interfere in the system, law. Sometime, you know, once in a while he does some, he forgives some people and things like that. So he said, first of all, let me find out what's going on, you know, because I need more information. So who will give that information? So they say, Chitragupta is the one accountant, you know, he keeps all that information. So they now all go to Chitragupta. And then Krishna asks Chitragupta, see, this is some very strange case here. Can you find out about this guy? What he deserves, how and all that. And as he opens his computer and is checking, of course there is no computer, like a supercomputer, he starts checking, this man collapses and leaves his body, you know, dead in front of all that. And by the time Chitragupta sees the account, he says, oh my God, it is written here that this man will come with Yamaraj, Brahmaji, Shivaji and Narayan, Lord Hari, and leave his body here in this room. So, with all that, you know, because the thing was that he had not done his job. He has not done the devotional service. Otherwise, he doesn't have to go to anybody. Krishna says that your position is reserved. I take you back. And you don't have to worry about anything, you know, you don't have to even come back. So no extra effort required. So from Bhagavatam we learn that all we need to do is, you know, be very, very firm in our devotional service. Okay. So, and the Pandavas did that, and that's why they could get this special facility. Thank you very much. I have to stop because, you know, there is a next class, Bhagavad Gita class now. And anyway. Yes, 20 minutes are over for this. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.